Unincorporated Services Committee, Wednesday, June 28th, 2017.
Agenda. I assume Supervisor Miley should be here soon. So we usually start. We'll start with public comment. If people want to speak on anything not on the agenda. Okay, over there.
Hello, Supervisor. I'm not on the agenda, and I hope to be for the next meeting, so I thought I'd come make a quick announcement. So for all of you, my name is Rachel Osajima, and I'm the director of the Alameda County Arts Commission. And a little background, in 1994, the Board of Supervisors passed an ordinance that designates Arts Commission staff as managers of the public art for the county. And last August, the Board of Supervisors approved a project that my office is working on, which is the Community Identifier Project, which is essentially a project to hire artists to make hand-painted signs with the names of the communities and other design elements. Hopefully you've heard of it. There's unique selection committees for the three sites, which are Castro Valley, San Lorenzo, Ashland, and Cherryland. And I see a bunch of the selection committee members in the audience. I have a description of the project and the timeline and the all of the individuals serving those selection panels, and I'll put it over there. So I'm here tonight because I'm happy to report that there's five artists for each site. They have all submitted proposals with designs and descriptions, and they're available now for public comment online, and there are proposal boards printed, and the ones for Castro Valley are at the Castro Valley Library right now all month. The ones for San Lorenzo are here in the library for this month. The Ashland Cherryland ones will be at various locations. We're accepting comments online through August 27th. This is what the flyer looks like, so hopefully all of you will pick this up and you can find the website also to comment online. So I hope all of you will please take the time to look at it. I think you have got really great options. All of the comments will be transcribed and given to the selection committee members for consideration when they reconvene in September. And then we'll be announcing back out to the public what happened. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, supervisors. Richard Hancock. I caught a piece of a news program about a week ago where a city here in the Bay Area is following the social host ordinance format to deal with illegal fireworks, where it doesn't require law enforcement to actually catch the person setting a match to the fuse, but actually holds the homeowner or tenant, the resident responsible for the fireworks activity. Wanted to bring this up as something that you may want to think it's too late for this year's 4th of July, but for other situations, it would certainly make it a good deal more desirable, I'm sure, for our friends in the sheriff's office to deal with. So I thought I'd bring that up. Thank you.
I have two items that I want to address. One is also fireworks. The next Sheriff's Advisory Committee will be having a presentation on what the department is doing to abate and suppress the growing problem of fireworks in the unincorporated community. A couple of weeks ago or more, I sent an email to your office, Wilma, asking that we put on the agenda of this committee this issue for two reasons. One is I would like to see the community sheriff's department committee on fireworks abatement revived. This was something that Alice had created when she was in office, and I thought it was extremely successful for a lot of reasons. The problem of fireworks is not simply one of aggressive seizure and arrest, but also public education, and our communities have an important role in that. Unfortunately, my email wasn't acknowledged. I don't know whether it got lost, but I'm bringing it up for that reason. We have ample time to prepare for next year about this issue. The second is, although I have a few comments under the discussion later on the agenda about the proposal for an apartment block in San Lorenzo, I want to say separately that we need to have a discussion here in this committee about the way in which major projects are being brought to the community. I have real concerns that the community is not being consulted in a bona fide way on large projects. And we also seem to have competing channels, if you will, for these various projects. And I will have a specific comment about the proposal with respect to that issue later on the agenda. Thank you.
Okay. I didn't receive the fireworks, and I'm not saying you didn't send it somehow. The fireworks, I didn't get it, so we'll agendize it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I sent it to that mailbox that it's called District 3 or whatever.
Okay, all right.
Hello, supervisors. My name is Mike Barada. I'm a Cherry Line resident, and what I wanted to talk about, I've spoken with you before, and you're working on it, and I understand. But I have a community here that hasn't been made aware of it, so I'd like a moment to tell them about the sheriff's substation, Eaton Township substation on 150th. That substation is on the Hayward Fault. Studies have been done on that parcel, that building from 1970. It was mandated by federal safety agency. All emergency operation buildings had to be assessed for their seismic stability. And supervisors are going to give us a report on that building, but all indications is currently nothing could be built there, period. From what I understand. We need to move that sheriff's substation to a safer location in a properly built, seismically stable building. We have a parcel right now that is has a preferred project designated for it on the corner of Mission and Hampton that sheriff's substation would fit on, and fits the primary use according to the specific plan. Housing is secondary. So we have an opportunity to serve our first responders. The 1968 quake lasted 40 seconds, and it was a 7.0 quake. Earth moved 6 feet. All of the overpasses in that area are expected to be either severely damaged or destroyed. That's according to the public safety, the cyber security announcement came out in 2016. I'm sorry. There's a whole lot of study that's been done. I will be making a presentation at the Cherryland Community Association in 2 weeks, the second Tuesday of the month. But I think it's a very vital issue that most of the community is not aware of, that our first responders are taking care of us, but I don't feel we're taking care of them.
Keith Barrett, Center Resident. Wow. I would hate for an earthquake to take out our sheriff's department. That's pretty scary. I just wanted to come up and say just a couple of things. Just to say I'm hoping that most of the people in the community hopefully are aware that we're trying to establish a municipal advisory council here. And you should have received a survey from Alameda County that looks like it looks like this. Hopefully it didn't end up being junk mail and thrown in the recycling bin or whatever it is. It's an important survey. Something that Castro Valley has enjoyed for 36 years, and we could use one here very, very badly. I urge you to vote yes for it. And whoever stole those lawn signs off of private property that say vote for EMAC, I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, I just wanted to let people know some residents of the Eden area didn't get them, so that has to be remailed. And also on the Chinese language one, there was an error in terms of the return date, so it's going to take a few more weeks because they didn't get the right information.
I just want to say a quick thank you. Lots of times we do cemetery cleanups at the San Lorenzo Pioneer Cemetery, and we had mentioned that it was getting kind of icky out front of the cemetery, and Public Works came in and they cleared it all out. And also when we were doing the cleanup, there was about three or four of us, maybe five of us. Public Works helped us to maintain that wonderful cemetery that has so much historic value.